was frowning again. She sniffed. What was that smell? She sniffed again and realized with horror that the aroma wafting from the pot was not the honest corn smell of her stone-ground grits, nor the smell of homemade chicken stock, nor the fresh scent of cooking cream. No, this smell, resembled nothing more than the stink of melting polymer.
"Gina," Jess said, "you're frowning again."
"God, y'all!" Gina exclaimed, shoving the offending pot away. "This stuff reeks! Jesus H., you know what? What is this stuff?" Gina grabbed the plastic tub of grated cheese. Without her reading glasses, she had to hold the tub right up to her face to read the label. "Cheese-ease? Is this what we've come to? Y'all have sold my soul for a tub of $1.98 artificial cheese made out of recycled dry cleaning bags?"
"Please, Gina," Jess said quietly, "can we just finish this segment?"
Gina dipped a spoon into the pot of grits and tasted.
"I knew it," she said, "and that's not cream either. Since when do we substitute canned condensed milk for cream?"
Jess stared down at her notes, then looked up, a pained expression on her face.
"We're having..."